Welcome to this episode of Highway Spec Hot Takes, where I take five of the hottest automotive news stories and give it to you in about 5 minutes. First up, we have the Lamborghini Huracan Sterrato, the lifted all-wheel drive version of the Lamborghini Huracan. It will be the final send-off for a pure internal combustion engine Lamborghini. All Lamborghinis from here on out will have some form of electrification attached to it. So this is kind of the swan song, the send-off, and it will finally debut, even though it's been teased for a long time. It will debut December 1st in Miami, and the concept vehicle, even though it was still the concept, it's pretty much solidified. We're expecting a 1.85-inch higher ride height, 30-millimeter wider wheel track, and 1% and 6.5% front and rear departure angles improvement, plus, of course, rear wheel steering and beefier body, underbody reinforcements. Next up, GM is going all in on the Electra name. Buick last year filed a trademark application for the Buick Electra name, and just last month they filed a trademark for the Electra GS name, but now General Motors themselves has now filed a patent and trademark for Electra E1 all the way through E9. This seems to be what is going to be their electric sub-brand, even though the entire vehicle range will be all electric. Mini is doing what your parents cannot do. They are planning to teach you to drive a manual transmission. Yes, at Mini's manual driving school in Thermal, California, Mini will teach you how to drive a stick shift, even if you don't own a Mini. The funny part about this is Mini did discontinue the manual transmission temporarily on its Mini hardtop. However, that has been brought back. However, it is only available on the Mini Cooper S, the John Cooper Works, and the base Mini Cooper, only in the two-door hardtop guys. Either way, we're thankful that Mini is out there teaching the world how to drive a manual transmission. Ford is taking it to the next level, and I do mean that quite literally. The Ford Transit Trail has launched. It is 3.5 inches of lift over a standard Transit. It has 30.5-inch Goodyear Wrangler Workhorse all-terrain tires that are 2.5 inches larger than previously available, and it also widened the track by 2.75 inches. This is, of course, directly targeted at the van life crowd, and it is powered by Ford's EcoBoost, 310 horsepower, 410 pound-feet of torque, and comes with all-wheel drive standard. Now, other factory options include embedded marker lights, HID headlights, swivel or fixed front seats, dual 12-volt battery supply with a 400-watt inverter, 4G LTE, a 12-inch touchscreen, and adaptive cruise control, and of course they are now offering, with a warranty, a roof vent fan, tow package, and dual alternators from the factory, all things that you would normally see in the upfitting world. Now, the order books are open for this now, supply is limited, and it does start at $67,770, but if you were planning to off-road your van that you convert into your home, the Ford Transit Trail seems to be a good option. And last but not least, the all-new 2023 Honda Pilot has launched. This is an all-new generation and strays away from Honda's design and makes it a little bit boxier, more rugged looking, especially in the Trail Sport trim, which adds a 1-inch lift, torque vectoring, bigger tires, off-road protection, underbody panels, and looks a little bit more the part. However, the entire vehicle has been lengthened. They are saying that a 6'3" adult can fit in the third row now, and it does offer some of the best cargo room in its class. One thing it is not best in class at, however, is the motor. It is a 3.5 liter V6, and it is not the same as what was previously in there. It is now a dual overhead cam, and it actually is a simpler, easier to maintain motor than the previous single overhead cam. However, it still only offers about 5 horsepower more and a few pound feet of torque more than the outgoing model. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Highway Spec Hot Takes. If 2 podcast episodes a week is not enough for you, make sure to check out our YouTube channel, which is linked in the description, where we spec out 3 cars a week. So that is 3 videos plus 2 podcasts, which equals 5 times of Highway Spec every single week. Thank you for joining me on this episode. I will catch you on the next one.